Costello. You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
It was the England Lions' chance to dominate on day two of their tour match against the New Zealanders as the tourists failed to capitalise on the start that Hamish Rutherford gave them yesterday. He was run out in the first half hour, allowing the Lions bowlers to find their range and take the last seven wickets for the addition of only 74 runs. The tourists were then bowled out for 285. Joe Root and Michael Carberry then added 182 for the second wicket, following the early departure of Aaron Chopra, as the English second string closed on 219 for two to trail by only 66 runs. Royal Challengers Bangalore continued their push towards an Indian Premier League playoff spot with a hard-fought four-run win over Delhi Daredevils at the Feroz Shah Kotla. Bangalore now have 16 points from 13 matches, while the hapless Daredevils finished their home games with another loss, scoring just 6 points from the same number of games. Chasing 184 for victory, the hosts were never in the chase from the beginning, but managed to make things close in the end, closing on 179 for 7 to almost embarrass the challengers. Gary Kirsten has decided not to renew his contract and will step down as South Africa head coach, Cricket South Africa confirmed earlier today. He was appointed on a 2-year deal in August 2011, but was required to inform the board by April the 30th of this year whether he wants to renew his deal, and he's decided to step down due to family reasons. He joined the Proteas on the crest of a wave after leading India to victory in the 2011 World Cup. And under his stewardship, they climbed to number one in the Test match rankings, with away victories over England and Australia key to their good run of form. The ICC has confirmed the schedule of warm-up matches ahead of the Champions Trophy, which will be held from the 30th of May to the 4th of June. The tournament itself gets underway on the 6th, and the warm-up matches will be held in the same venues as the competition, the Oval, Edgbaston and the Cardiff Wales Stadium. The series of games gets underway when 2002 champion Sri Lanka take on Pakistan in a day-night game at Edgbaston. Australia fast bowler Patrick Cummins will join up with the Australia A squad as a non-playing member during the tour of the British Isles as part of his rehabilitation process as he continues his recovery from a back injury. He was diagnosed with a bone stress injury of the lower back in November, the latest in a string of injuries to have befallen the paceman since bursting onto the international stage in 2011.